What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to use your knowledge and experience to make good decisions and design difference in people, moments, and environment. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge, your knowledge, and experience to make good decisions and design difference in people, moments, and environment. It is the God-given ability to make good judgment per time. Wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and doing it. Matthew 7:24. It is sins of mine and doeth them is like unto a wise man. Then what is distinction? Distinction is an act of excellence that sets someone or something apart from others. Distinction is an act of excellence that sets someone or something apart from others. It is a state of being excellent or superior. So wisdom for excellence, put it all together, is the ability to use your knowledge and experience to make good decisions in life, business, and other fields of endeavors in order to become outstanding. Wisdom is simply hearing God's word and doing it. You know what? That's whatever I preach now. Do it. That's wisdom. Wisdom is not copying notes. Wisdom is anything you hear. Do it. That's the summary of all the English we have spoken here. Wisdom is what makes the difference in every facet of life. Now, your ability to recognize difference is what distinguishes you. Hear this and hear me well. Distinction makes one seem superior, worthy of special recognition. That's why even in school, they said this guy made distinction. It means he's above others. Is that true? So wisdom for distinction is simply when you're above others. Say, this young man made distinction. He has said in the class, he's at the top. Is that true? So wisdom for distinction is those who by wisdom are at the top. How many want to be at the top? Glory, you get there. Now, what are the factors for distinction? Wisdom factors for what? Distinction. Number one is creativity and innovation. Creativity and what? Innovation, the two of them. Creativity is the act of using your mind to develop new and original ideas. Creativity is the act of using your mind to develop new and original ideas. It is what makes it to break away from average, tradition, and status quo in order to explore your mind to achieving outstanding results. Creativity makes it to break away from what? Tradition. Make you break away from the average and from the study school, then your mind begins to explore ways of getting outstanding results. You don't do things as everybody's doing it. You just break away from the traditional norm and hit the top. Is that clear? You'll be baptized with that spirit.
Amen.
Invention is a product of creativity. Invention will lose its ability when creativity becomes dormant. Succeeding in succession is a function of creativity. Let me say this to you. God is done with creation. There's nothing God will create again. He has created all things. Waiting for man to use his creative ability to explore. There's nothing God will create again. Nothing again. Is that true? It's not left for you to use your creative ability. He said, we are co-laborers with God. So, we are the ones now to create, not God again. In Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 2, he said, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to sort out a matter. Psalm 111 verse 2. Shall we read together? One, two, go. The works of the Lord are great. Sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Yet these creative people are never static. They constantly increase their capacity by developing their minds. Let me make it simple for you to understand. God created trees and man made furniture and paper. It's not God who created furniture. God created crude oil, man made products by creative ideas. God created the animals and the fishes, man made recipe. The aircraft and all other technologies that we are seeing today are all man made. Their list is endless. So add yours to it. Add what? The world should remember you for one thing you dropped here before you leave. So add your own creative ability to it. It is endless. Is what? The list is endless. So for you to exist on earth without something you added to creation is a waste. You are a complete waste on earth. As simple as you may think, for instance, in this part of the world, they used to wear long dresses alone, the type I wore yesterday. And then some people, you can't wear that every time. It's only for ceremony, true? That was what they used to wear before, what a ceremony everywhere. Then some young people came and then began to sew smart dresses native, and now people wear them daily. Before, there was no smart dress for daily outfit. There was no senator. You must wear a long one. Either you wear the jumper, or you wear this one I wore yesterday. Now, just imagine you every day wearing that type. Are you a chief? Somebody became creative and then made it simple for you to wear on day-to-day basis. Is that clear? So in every field, you have to be dynamic. They used to use bell in church. When they pray, they carry bell. And to stop, they use bell. So it's when you hear the bell, you now stop. Now, church now runs into thousands. Which bell will you ring for somebody in the overflow to hear? But do you know today, some people put bell on the altar. You don't know. There are some places you go, you see bell. Creativity and innovation has made people to know you can't ring bell now. You just say in Jesus' name with microphone. True? Is that true? Glory to God. You have to be innovative and you have to be creative. Is that clear, sir? How to develop your mind for creativity? How to develop your mind for what? Creativity. Because the seat of creativity is what? The mind. How do I develop my mind for what? Creativity. A. By connecting with the Holy Spirit. Remember, factors for distinction number one is what? Creativity and innovation. Hope you got that. So A is still number one, no? A, by connecting with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the custodian of creativity. God did not create anything without involving the Holy Spirit. In Genesis chapter 1, 1 to 2 and verse 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth without form and void. And the Spirit of God began to move. Is that true? Until the Spirit of God was involved, creativity did not come into display. In Psalm 104 verse 30, shall we read together? One to go. Thou sendest forth thy Spirit. They are what? Created. Psalm 104 verse 30. Thou sendest forth thy Spirit. They are created. And thou renewest the face of the earth. If you want to be creative, you have to involve the Holy Spirit. It will teach you what others don't know. John 14:26 and 1 Corinthians 2:10 to 12. But the Comforter would, what? Which is the Holy Ghost, who the Father will send in my name. It shall teach you what? All things is not only Bible, it will teach you the thing you're doing. Many people think that all things is just Genesis to Revelation. No, he will teach you even mathematics. He will teach you things that naturally you don't know. He will teach you medicine. So you must involve him. Sir, here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 10 to 12, it says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. The Spirit said unto us, yeah, what? The deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man that is in him. So there are things lecturers will teach you, there are things the Holy Ghost will what? Teach you. Beyond what the lecturers teach you. May from today, he begin to reveal to you deep things. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, for instance, Ben Carson and his separation of the Siamese twins, you find out that the Holy Ghost was involved. That was not normal. No school taught Ben Carson how to do that. It was the Holy Spirit that taught him how to separate the twins that were joined together. There are things school will not teach you. No school can teach you. Holy Spirit goes beyond what? For you to be creative and innovative. So you must consult him. You must do what? School can't teach you. School never taught me how to bring up pillars from sanctuary. School won't teach you that. That was purely the Holy. No school would have taught us how to bring cathedral pillars to outside. It was beyond the structural engineers, it was beyond the architects. That was beyond school. I pray today it will open your eyes to great things.
Amen.
B, by engaging in periodic quiet meditation. By engaging in what? Periodic quiet meditation. How to develop your mind for creativity. Meditation is what births manifestation. Isaac, for instance, in Genesis 24:3, the Bible said, he went to the field to meditate in the evening. In the what? And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. So once in a while, separate yourself to do what? Meditate. In Genesis, sorry, I quoted Genesis 24:63. I told you. Now in Psalm 16:7, he said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. I'll bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me where. Some of us never use an ICC. Separate yourself quietly and begin to work. Meditate, you become creative. See, by associating with creative minds, by saying what? Who you work with matters a lot. Working with creative people will challenge you to be what? Creative. You can see my situation with Bishop Edekpo has challenged me more than anybody. Is that true? No mortal man on earth has blessed me as Bishop Edekpo. My association with him. His association does not mean you have to see him every day. No, that's not the association. Many people don't understand association. Association is not somebody. Association is by reading the person's materials, listening to his tape. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not that the person has to call you every day. Every day, every day. That's association. That's association. I listen to him. I read his books. I more than anybody's book on earth. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, iron sharpened what? There's not the wood we sharpen iron. If you want creativity, I say with what? Creative people. Proverbs 27 verse 17. He that walketh with the wise, shall what? A commander of fools shall be what? Destroyed. D, by being curious. By being what? Curious. Curiosity makes you ask questions. Proverbs 25 verse 2. It's the glory of God to conceal it in, but the honor of kings to search it out. Out of the matter. You want to know more? You want to know more? Then be very curious. Be very what? Curious. Isaac Newton, that was how he found the law of what? Gravity. He was curious. Why did this apple? Everybody saw the apple, but he was curious. Why? And that was how he came up with the law of what? Gravity. E. By constantly going for knowledge. By constantly going for what? If you want to develop your mind for creativity, by constantly going for knowledge. Knowledge gives you access to information, and information awakens the creativity in you. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, it says, I, Daniel, understood by books. By what? By books. Lack of knowledge can destroy your creative ability. My people are destroyed for lack of Hosea 4:6. So if you want to be creative, then go for what? Knowledge. Go for what? Go for knowledge. I pray today you have the appetite to go for knowledge. Many of us don't like knowledge. We don't like what? You can't be creative without reading I'm getting modern information on that your field. That your field. But here it is. However, creativity will become dynamic when you're innovative. Creativity will become what? When you are, if you're creative and you're not dynamic, you will lose creativity. Nokia lost its market. They were creative, but they were not dynamic. Listen. Nokia phone, I've talked in one of the business meetings. They were the best phone, but they were not innovative. They were not dynamic. They refused to accept change. Even in the face of change, they refused to what? Before now, many of you young people will not know, old people will know, when it comes to watch, the country that controlled watch was Switzerland. Not America, not Japan. It was Switzerland. Switzerland were the people who controlled the Swiss watch. If you ask any old man from 70 up, they will tell you, watch used to make kim, 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 kim. Even those in late 40s, we meet those kind of watches. They make kim, kim. It was Swiss watch. You will hear this one that you're wearing watch and you won't hear sound. Every watch was used to make sound. Kim, kim, kim. And I've shared it here in church before. An innovation came. They went for a watch world conference. And some young scientists came with that. There's a watch that is called this electronics watch, the cross watch. The Swiss watchmaker said, this is nonsense. It will not sell. So they threw it away. They said, look, this is a modern development. They said, no, we don't accept this. We all accept that word. They refuse to be dynamic. They went for a watch conference in the United States in Texas. And then some people saw it, and that was the end of it. Today is a long story. Some of us are creative, but we are not what? Innovative. We are not dynamic. We don't accept change. No. This old-fashioned style, we, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be. The world is changing. You have to be dynamic. You have to what? So creativity must be coupled with what? Innovation. You cannot be creative except you're innovative. You cannot be creative except you're what? So what is innovation? God, the two, they marry themselves. One is man, one is woman. Anywhere I see creativity, there must be innovation. They are brother, sister. Innovation is the action or process of introducing something new. Innovation is the action or process of introducing something new or making change in something that's already existing. Innovation is the action or process of introducing something new or making change in something that is already what? Existing. To become a more creative person, be innovative. Be what? Innovative. The most successful people are those who are always looking for new and better ways to achieve more goals. For instance, I'm not advertising Apple product. I'm not advertising them. Now, Apple, for instance, they keep changing. They keep what? They keep improving. Is that true? From Apple SE or whatever you call it to Apple 6. I just started from 6. Is it 6 or 7? 4. Apple 4 to Apple 5, Apple 5 to Apple 6, Apple 6 now to Apple 13. They will soon come out with 14. They keep, and people keep buying. They will take one lens, the next one they put two cameras, the next one they put three cameras, very soon they put four cameras. You say, oh my God, Apple Pro Max and Professional Max, they just give you one name and they keep buying. You keep buying. Innovation. That's why people buy Honda too. Honda Accord, Discovery, Honda Explorer, Honda this one, end of discussion, beginning of discussion. You want to keep buying. We just, next one they put one button, next one they make sure you don't use button, very soon they bring a car. Now they will have electric cars and they are selling like wildfire. True? Innovation. The world is going off from gas to electric. So that's innovation. That's what? Innovation. So don't be dynamic. Don't say we must use crude oil. The world has gone to electric cars. True? Because they will have car that you talk to it, move, it will move. They already have the one that without human being on the steering, it moves. How to be innovative? How to be what? How to be innovative? Some of us are not innovative. Hope you know. How to be innovative? A. Update yourself with the latest trend. Update yourself with the latest what? In your field of endeavor, what are people saying? What are they interested in? These are questions. What are their complaints? These questions will make you think of better ways to get different results. To be innovative, B, learn from the best. Learn from who? The best. Find out how they are succeeding. What is making them to stand out? Anytime you want to learn something, let me say this to you, never learn from an average person. Humorously, sometimes somebody wants to teach me computer. And we laughed in the house. We laughed. I say, if an amateur teach somebody, you become a premature. As if I want to learn computer, I will learn from the best. We are joking, making fun out of it. I say, if an amateur will teach somebody like me, I'll become what? Premature. Learn from what? The best. If you want to learn from the best. If you want to go to fashion school, go to a good fashion school. Don't go to the one that they will cut cloth like carpenter. See, engage in genuine evaluation of your previous performance. If you want to be innovative, this is where many Christians don't tell themselves the truth. Engage in genuine evaluation of your previous work. Learn from your mistakes and improve. There's always room for improvement when you are willing to learn from your mistakes. Please hear this. You can never be innovative and make progress if you don't give self-evaluation. If you don't give what? Yourself self-worth. When creativity meets innovation, productivity will be inevitable. So learn to be creative and innovative if you desire distinction. Evaluate yourself. Last time I did this one, it did not work. So where did I make the mistake? Are you getting what I'm saying? And then adjust. Is that clear, sir? I see you make things happen. People don't take self-evaluation. Take self. The best form of evaluation is what? I think I didn't do well. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's in every field though. Number two. Number two way of wisdom for distinction. Number one is what? Creativity and what? How many of you will not go for creativity? How many of you will be innovative? You will not remain as it was in the... Number two is excellence. Is what? If you want wisdom for distinction, go for what? Excellence. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3, the Bible said, an excellent spirit. And then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. Because of that spirit, the king had to send for him. To enjoy distinction, you must excel in whatever you do. Excel in work, excel even in your conversation and in any assignment. The door to every open is a conversation. Is a what? You'll be surprised. The door to any lift is conversation. You must excel in how to converse. Some people don't know how to converse. Excellence requires investment of time. To enjoy distinction, you must have a passion for excellence. You must have a passion for what? Excellence. Constant discipline distinguishes excellent people from mediocre. Excellence requires quality. Requires what? Put your heart into whatever you are doing. Pay any price. Make sacrifices until you become the best. Pay what? Pay any price. Make sacrifice. It may not be convenient if you want to excel in the field. Until you become the best. Have an addiction to excellence. Excellence, let me say this to you. You'll be shocked. To get into the palace is not by favor. It's by excellence. It's by what? Every man of excellence find it easy to get to the palace. Let me read this. Seeth a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs 22 verse 29. Seeth a man what? Who excel in what he does, they will send for him in the palace. Hello. If you want to go to the palace, excel in whatever you do. There are carpenters who the president of a nation will send for. There are furniture makers. A president knows them more than he knows other presidents because they know the kind of furniture they will do that the president will like. Every president has a barber. Not every barber. And that barber touches the head of a president. Because that barber must be the best that knows how to cut the hair of the president. Is that true? He will take diligence to... The way it will be called be different from other people. Do you know there are some people, anytime they cut your hair, you sleep. And there are some who cut your hair. You say, it's paining me. That is what we mean by excellence will never be rejected. Listen to me, all fashion designers. If you saw something and they tell you, I don't like this thing, don't laugh. Don't say, for what? Why they complain? No. Go back and say, what did I do? And I didn't do right. If you do a job in the office and your boss is angry, because excellence attracts the excellent. Excellence attracts the excellent. Mediocre never admire excellence. Let me say this to you to shock you. Please write it down verbatim. You will never get angry with correction if you are passionate about excellence. You will never get angry with what? Correction if you are passionate about what? If you are angry with correction, you are not passionate about excellence. Because excellence increases at the speed of correction. Please, I don't like the way you present this thing. You go back again. Let me say this to you. It is easy to find a job, but only excellence can keep you. Can keep your job. It's easy to find a work, but only excellence can keep you in the office. Anywhere excellence is not appreciated, mediocrity is on display. There are people who fight excellence. Anybody who fights excellence, you love mediocrity. You love what? Excellence is the deterrent to sexism and racism. Anyway, says they are cheating because I'm a woman. You are not excelling. When you excel, whether you're a male, whether you're a female, whether you are white, whether you're black, is irrelevant. If you know how to sew good dress, would they go and find out who sewed it? They will just buy it. If you know how to present speech, would they bother which color you are? They will call it. If you are the best footballer, would they give you the medal? Huh? Yes. There was a man called J.C. Owens, the first man to win 4 gold medals in Olympics. In 1936 Olympics in Berlin, Germany. Adolf Hitler awarded him the 4 medals. And he was a black man. The Adolf Hitler said, because I hate black people, I will not give you the 4 gold medals. He excelled in athletics. He awarded him. Nasi, where's his full name? We call him Pele. That's, but you know, his name is sometimes Nasi Santatos or something like that. Pele, the popular old boy who's in the 80s now, was the first man to ever win in three or four World Cups. True? Will you say now that he's one of the greatest footballers to ever live on earth? Will you say now? Color is irrelevant when you excel. Color is what? One of the greatest judo surgeons is Ben Carson. Whether you're white or black, you go to him when he was in active service. People who don't like excellence, they hide under mediocrity. When you give them, say, no, leave it aside. Let's just leave it like that. Let's just leave it like that. It's okay. It's not okay. Please, go for what? If you must be distinguished, if you must enjoy distinction, love excellence. I hate mediocrity. And today the church is hiding under mediocrity. We use in the name of Jesus is coming soon. He's coming soon. He has not come. Do the work. Do the work. They gave you a work in the office. Do it well. If they tell you to sweep, sweep well. If they tell you to clap, clap well. If they tell you to sing, sing well. If you're praying, pray well. That the host of heaven will pause to look at you and say, who is this one doing this job? Anything you are doing, autograph it with a touch of excellence. Anything you are doing, autograph it with a touch of excellence. Stop doing this. Don't do this anyhow. No! Do you know the same food they give to pigs can be given to human beings? The only difference is presentation. The only difference is what? One, they will drop it on the floor. One, they will put it in the tray. Excellence makes the difference. The same food you're eating can be given to pigs to eat, but the pigs will put it on the floor. But your own, they put it in the tray. That's the only difference. How they present the food determines which one is going to the pig, which is going to the human being. The same thing that a mediocre does, a man with excellence will do that same thing, and you wonder whether it's the same thing. The same house they built and plaster anyhow. The same house another person built and scraped it with the same cement. One will just make the same cement, the same sand, the same everything. But one is a touch of excellence. One is 2x4. Okay, the cloth you went to sew, is it not the same cloth? The same cloth. The same cloth. One sews it for you, cut it well. One sews it, you now look like this. One is no touch of... And they get angry. Say, why do you... You spoil my cloth. They say, for what? Not, if you don't want... Okay. Don't ever get angry when you are corrected. Rather what? Improve. And I close with number 3. Are you getting blessed here? How many are blessed here? Number 1 way for wisdom for distinction is what? Creativity and innovation. And number 2, excellence. And number 3 for distinction, be at the place of your assignment. Be at the place of what? If you want to be distinguished, if you want to enjoy distinction, be at the place of your assignment. Now, we're talking about wisdom. We're talking about what? If you read Ecclesiastes chapter 10, for time's sake, 15, I'll read 5 to 7. I'll read 5 to 7, and then I'll read verse 10. There's an evil which I've seen under the sun, as an error which proceeded from the ruler. He said, fool is set in great dignity, and the rich in low places, city low. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. If the iron be blood, and do not wear the edge, then must it be put to more strength? But wisdom is profitable to direct the people. So, when a man lacks direction, he will be walking and nothing will show for it. In verse 15, look at verse 15. The labor of the foolish, labor, take note, labor what? Is laboring, is working so hard. He stays in office morning to night. She says in the shop, open shop in the morning, she close the shop in the night. Does not even call for midweek service. Labor, we are working. He said, the labor of the foolish, labor, willeth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. So, that your laboring does not mean you're getting results. People work so hard, but nothing to show, because they lack what? Wisdom. And what is the wisdom? Wisdom for direction. It's not the hours you spend in your office that determines your results. I tell people every day, take appraisal of what you get after you close from the day. I stayed for 8 hours in the office. It's useless. What did you achieve for the 8 hours? Do you know, I resume 8 and I'm closing now by 9. What did you achieve closing by 9? 1 Kings chapter 17. Be at the place of your what? Assignment. If you read 3 and 4, there was a man called Elijah. Now read 3, you read 4. Get the hands and turn the eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. You read verse 4. For time's sake, bring verse 9. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, we belong to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to do what? Sustain thee. Your distinction is connected to a place. Connected to where? Your assignment is to a place. Every assignment God gives to you is to what? A place. You will be distinct when you are the center of where God assigns you. Elijah, for instance, was assigned to go to the brooks. To where? That was where God assigned him to. And the ravens fed him at the brooks. Then later, brooks got dried. He now assigned him again to the widow of where? Zarephath. Now listen. Your assignment is very important because it is the only place where God has guaranteed financial provision. Money is at the place of your assignment. Money is where? Obedience to that instruction is what provokes abundance. Everywhere there's obedience, there's money. Disobedience is the reason for poverty and losses. God's provision is only guaranteed at the place of your assignment. Money is geographical. Money is what? Money is in a place where God has assigned you. Elijah, go to the brook. That was his provision. True? Brook dried. Move to the widow of what? Zarephath. Provision came again. I mean, understand what I'm saying? Listen carefully. Money is always waiting for you at the place where God has assigned you to. In John chapter 21, we're talking about distinction. We're talking about what? Distinction. In John 21, if we read 4 to 6, it said, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood by the shore, but disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? Do you have any provision? They answered him, no. They answered what? And he said unto them, cast the net, take note, on the right side of the ship. It was specific. Cast it towards this direction. He said, wisdom is profitable. Right. He said, now you have been on the wrong side. That's why no provision. Now cast the net on what? Right, sir. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Until you know where God is asking to go by time, frustration will not stop. Many are frustrated because they are where God did not send them to. Hello. Listen, you want to be distinguished? You want to enjoy distinction? Be part time at where God wants you to be. In addition to innovation, creativity. Why I had this? Because you can be creative, you can be innovative, you can have all. If you are in the wrong place, forget it. Anywhere there's no provision, God never sent you there. Did you hear what I said? So you must ask the Holy Spirit part time, where I am, are you the one who sent me here? Even your business has a location. Has a what? You can have branches everywhere. Now listen, don't be explained to you, brother. The branches are not the location of salvation ministries. The location of salvation ministries is Port Harcourt. If God forbid the person, I did not come to Port Harcourt, no matter the branches I open, they will die. Because I'm at the center where God wants me to be, the branches are flourishing. Do you understand it? So the main, even if you have a shop, the first place must have a location. Branches will offshoot of that location. But if you miss the first place God has assigned you to, every branch you open with the branch. Are you getting it? There's always provision. There's always money when you are at the place of your assignment. If you're going through lack, check whether you are where God sent you to be. Lack is an indication you have missed it. So you ask the Holy Spirit, where am I supposed to be? Just like Jesus gave them direction, he said to them, cast your net. This time he's no longer going to tell you, you won't pray, Jesus, show me where. No, no. Now the Holy Ghost will tell you where to go through. Is that true? In this dispensation, you can't ask Jesus anymore. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. I'll send you a comforter who shall represent me. Yesterday I said it in John. Is that true? The amplifier said, who shall represent me? So this time, you don't. Many of us still go to Jesus. We pray that prayer. It's not correct. You don't say, Jesus, show me where I will go. No. The Holy Spirit will show you where to go. And it's within you. You don't have to go up like this. Just ask him, Holy Spirit, which way? Where do I go? Where do I put my office? Where do I start my business? There are people who put somewhere in the suburb, it will flourish. Some people put in the center of the city to suburb. If you don't just go to everywhere because everybody's going there, you go to where God has sent you. I've talked so much on that. I talked about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph. I said each one had a specific instruction. Abraham, Egypt. Isaac, Philistines. Jacob, Laban. Joseph, in Egypt. Is that true? You don't do something because somebody else is what? You do something. Now, imagine me if I was to be in the United States of America. I would have been broke. Broke. Someone may say, well, with this anointing, you'll be broke. Because that is not where God sent me. There are people who are flourishing in America because God sent them there. Each one find where he sent you. Even church, not every church you'll attend. There are churches you attend, you know nothing is working. You are just being sentimental. Some people you will know definitely that this place they are is wrong. But they say, we speak the same language. He moved me to meet Oyedepo. And I flourished because he spoke to me specifically. I never knew Oyedepo in my life. Never in my life. I will know the house in D-line where I slept. I still remember. He said, I'll send you to a Bible school. I said, where? And visibly called the man's name. First time in my life. I've never been to Yenakwaja. I stayed in Lagos for years. That was the first time I went to Yenakwaja. And when I went, I saw him. I said, this is my pastor. I didn't need anybody to tell me. When I climbed the altar, the first day I saw him, I will never forget. 1995. He climbed the altar, just climbed. He said, praise the Lord. Put his hand like this. He said, listen to me. I can never be poor. I said, Jai. I said, Jai, this is my pastor. And the Holy Ghost in me just bear witness with my spirit. I said, this is my pastor. Everybody has a pastor. Even a pastor has a pastor. If you don't have a pastor, there will be no pasture. Is he making us to lie down in green pasture? No pastor, no boy will lie down in green pasture. To be without a shepherd is to be dangerous. A sheep without a shepherd is a goat. And they don't shepherd goat. Because a goat has no direction. Even in the village, if you have a goat and it's moving, it's a bear, it will just jump here. That's what I said, the shepherd sheep. Sheep move in group. Today, you say this. Now, everybody follow these three things I've said. You want to enjoy distinction? Glory to God. Are you blessed? If you want to enjoy distinction, always allow him or the Holy Ghost to guide you. Also, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and tell you to He may give you a different instruction last year. He may give you another one this year. He told Elijah, go to the brooks. Later, he told him, go to the widow of Zarephath. So Isaiah 47, 48, verse 17. I was told until the way that shall go, I guide you with my eyes, and then you go to the prophet. Is that true? The redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I'm the Lord, I go to you, the prophet, with led in the way that should just go. All I've said in summary, wisdom for decision demands that one, you must be creative and what? Innovative. Number one, you must be creative and what? Number two, what is it? You must walk in. Don't do things. Avoid mediocrity. Avoid what? Stop hiding under church. Stop saying the man is victimizing me because I'm a child of God. It's a lie. Do you know excellence will make you? No unbeliever can victimize you. Why did Pharaoh love Joseph? Excellence. But today we hide. The man hates me because, I pray. Did they tell you to pray in the office? They never employed you to pray in the office. They employed you to walk. You know, he's sucking me because every time I pray, my prayer is worrying him. They didn't employ you to pray. They employed you to walk. Don't use religion to cover truth. Christians, listen. Mediocrity. Sir, he wants to sack me because, last time when I prayed, the prayer I prayed is worrying him. He employed you to walk. Pray your prayer in your house. It's not in his own office you now be praying. I bind the demons. When he has a demon himself. And don't deceive yourself. Pharaoh was a magician. Joseph was a child of God. Yet he recognized the spirit of God. Daniel walked with the all magicians. All put out Daniel walked with you are not believers. Believers, stop hiding under this religious mediocrity. We walk. They hate me, I'm the only churchman. Being the only churchman should be the reason why you should excel where you're working. They give you something, you can't even do it. They give you a proposal, you don't know what to write. They give you work, you do the work, scatter the work. Now they hate me, why? Every time I know I carry Bible, so they hate me. Are you a preacher there? Excel in your worth? No sinner will hate a child of God who excels. In fact, when they have someone, they say, go to that one. You will see the touch of excellence in him. He doesn't do all this nonsense these boys are doing. He will not take bribe, yet he loses his job.
You are God's most prized possession. Your worth to him is incomparable. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Not the sin, not the pain, not your shame. Jesus says, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. John chapter 6 verse 37. God is waiting for you with open arms. Come to him as you are. He will give you life, freedom, peace, transformation.
Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Now with my mouth, I declare you Lord over my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for watching. To watch our live services, visit our website at www.smhos.org. If you want us to pray or counsel you, please call 1-800-273-8255. You can also stay connected through any of our social media accounts. This message was brought to you by Salvation Ministries, home of success.